The days continues our discussion of Kiddushin v'chatzi isha. Boy Rav, chetzech v'fruta v'chetzech, chetzech v'chatzi fruta v'chetzech v'chatzi fruta. Okay, a man wants to be mekadosh a woman, but he splits it up. He says chetzech v'chatzi fruta v'chetzech v'chatzi fruta. Mal, kevin da'amar lo chatzi fruta poska odil mamona v'holechu. Shailav Rav. Since he said chatzi pruta in the first divur, chetzeh v'chatzi pruta, poska. He split the first chatzi pruta from the second chatzi pruta. In total, he has a pruta, but he's mekadosh ala chatzi. So maybe we should say this is like mekadosh chatzi isha ve'ena mekudeshes. Or maybe mona v'holich, or maybe he's just counting and continuing, meaning it's all one unit. Im timtzilomer mona v'holichu, chetzeh b'fruta v'chetzeh b'fruta, ma'u. Kevin the Amala Befuto Pruta Paskala Mil say Odilma Kol Biyome Mona Beholichu. Next Shaila number two. Here he didn't say Chetzich Bechatzich Pruta, he said Chetzich Befuto. So the Gemara asks Nochamo, since he says Pruta Pruta, he does have a full Pruta here, but he says Chetzich Befuta. He split up the woman into two parts, even though both of them are a Pruta. The fact that he split it up into two parts, that should be like Mekadosh Chatzi Isha. And maybe, Fakeret, we should say that Poskel and Ilse, because he used the Lashon of Pruta, maybe in the first Ibaya, since he only said Chatzi Pruta for the Chetzeh, so then he didn't mean to split it up, because he knows he can't be Mekadosh and Isha b'Chatzi Pruta, but here he said Chetzeh b'Fruta. So every time he meant Poskel and Ilse, he meant to split it up. Well, no, Mona v'Holichu, it's all one unit. Im Timtzi Lomar Kol Biyomim Mona v'Holichu, a third Ibaya. If you say that maybe Kol Biyome, if you're doing it all in one day, it's Mona v'Holich, it's all one unit. Chetzeh b'fruta ayom, chetzeh b'fruta l'mocha mahu. Kevin da amalol l'mocha posko, dil mahochiko amalol kidushin mischalu meho'idno, u'migmar lo nigmaru ad l'mocha. 2 days. Right? We had chetzeh b'chatzi b'fruta v'chetzeh b'chatzi b'fruta. Then we say each one b'fruta. Then we have 2 different days. So the question is, if it's 2 different days, maybe Poskel and Ilse, maybe it should be viewed independently. Each Kiddushin, each Chelik of the Kiddushin is separate. Or maybe we should look at it as one unit. And finally, Shnei Chetzech Befruta Ma. Now we come to the jugular. Shnei Chetzech Befruta. Here, it's all one statement. Shnei Chetzech Befruta, it's all one statement, but he's dividing her into two parts. Two Chetzech, your two halves should be Mekudeshes to be Befruta. Mahu. Should we say that it's definitely a kiddushin because here he says everything mechadzimna udilma in isha miskadeshes lachatzoy in klal? Or maybe there's no kiddushin mechadzi isha bichlal even if it's mechadzimna. Teku. Maskana the Gemara is teku. It seems like there are 4 ibayas, 4 shilas. It's all a teku. It's all a sofik kiddushin. All of the shilas of Rava seem to be whether we look at his full statement is one unit, right? It's one ma'aseh kiddushin. We put it all together, even though he's dividing the woman into parts. Chetzech mekudeshesli, v'chetzech mekudeshesli, v'chatzi pruta, v'pruta. It's 1 day. It's 2 days. He certainly is dividing it into different parts. But maybe we should look at it as one unit, or should we say no? We look at it as different parts. We look at it as different parts. He's mekadosh chatzi isha. Chetzech mekudeshesli is ena mekudeshes, so here as well would be ena mekudeshes. So no, we look at it as one unit, and then the kiddushin should be chal. Teiku, so the Gemara says it's all a safek kiddushin. So the first question that you have to ask is, what's the case over here? He's splitting it into 2 parts. 2 statements, is there a zman, is there a hefsik zman between? Why should we say it's really 2 parts bichlal? Right? Should we say it's 2 parts? Why should we say it's 1 part? What's the case over here? Is there a hefsek? Comes the Ritva, and he says clearly the dibur is happening together. Dibur has to be happening together because the dibur is not happening together. Clearly, the first statement was just mekadosh chatzi isha. So that's not going to work. Boy, Rava says the Ritva, chetzi bechatzi pruta bechetzi bechatzi pruta. Perish v'nosin l'shtei aprutas v'yachad el shemona v'holi chetzi pruta bechetzi pruta. He gave the 2 prutas v'yachad, or he gave the full prut in the first ibaya, gave the full prut, he just said chatzi pruta v'chatzi pruta. In the second ibaya, he gave the 2 prutas v'yachad, it's just he said chetzi pruta v'chetzi pruta. Aber Nossan am Atchila Chatziputo, Pruto, Vamala Chetzech, Mekudeshes Li, Bechotze Vinossan Chatziputo, Pruto, Vamala Chetzech, Ha'ache Mekudeshes Li, Andava Poshe, the Paschal Amilsa, Ve'ena Mekudeshes Klal. If he split it up, gave a Pruto and a Pruto, gave her a chatzi pruta and then another chatzi pruta later and split up the diburim completely, that there's a nesina and then there's a hefsik and then there's a new nesina, clearly that's not going to work, says the Ritva. That's kiddusha mechatzi isha, that's definitely not going to work. Tosfos echoes a similar sentiment. Tosfos in a 30 by it. Tosfos says, chetzich befruta yom, chetzich befruta lamochem, right? That's the 30 by it, bro. Kach omer lo bepam achas, he says. Oh, five words in Tosfos. Like a pretty innocuous Tosfos. You say to yourself, what's he saying? No, that's critical. Tosfos is saying that even my chetzer befruta hayom, my chetzer befruta lamochar, it's not that he said chetzer befruta today, and then the next day he said the chetzer befruta. That zikr wouldn't work. That's not a shayla. That's kiddusha mechatzi isha. No, he said both, he said the whole statement, the two parts of the statement, one day. He said it all at one time. But he says you should be mekudeshes to the chetzech today, and the other chetzech should be mekudeshes lamochar. But the dibur was said biyachad. So that's why there's a havamina that mona v'holichu. Maybe we should put it all together, and we should look at it as one unit. She should be mekudeshes, even though he split her into two parts. But if he mamish split the ma'isa kiddush into two parts, he had one dibur today, one dibur lamochar, avada, she's not going to be mekudeshes. That's kiddush mechatzi isha. There's no relationship between these two ma'isa kiddush. Of course, then she wouldn't be mekudeshes. Must be that he's putting them together in some way, right? He's making the statement together, but he splits her into two parts, chetzich v'chetzich. So that's the shaila: is this mekadesh chatzi isha or is it not mekadesh chatzi isha? Jeremy.
I don't know if you want to answer this now because it's later on in the Sugya, but you see the reason why, somebody should understand the reason why Shnei Chetzko would work is because it's the Chazim would be like one Dibur. If it's something like Gemara is saying that if it's the Chazim, that would work though. That's why it wouldn't work because...
Okay, I think you were right. Let's leave that until we develop it, okay? I just want to develop it slowly and then we'll get to your point. Okay, so that's the basic sugya, right? We first have to understand that he's saying all of the he's saying both of the diburim at the same time. Because if he's not saying both of the diburim at the same time, there's no question it's not going to work. But it doesn't answer the question completely. Because the fact that he's saying both of the diburim at the same time, why does that make it that it's not two ma'isa kiddushin? Chetzech b'fruta v'chetzech b'fruta. Chetzech b'chatzi pruta v'chetzech b'chatzi pruta. It's two diburim. So why should it matter? Okay, I do understand if he says chetzer befruta yom, chetzer befruta lamacha, meaning he says one dibur today and another dibur tomorrow, I understand. Okay, that's definitely, there's a hefsik there. But even if it's not hayom lamacha, even if it's not one dibur today and the next dibur tomorrow, even if he says everything right here and now, but it's still two diburim, so why is that not viewed as one ma'aseh kiddushin? What links these two diburim together? What's the answer? What links the two diburim together if he says them together? He still made two statements. What links them, Ben? Monavahalik is a svar to say that he's putting it together, but the fact is, right, that's his kavana. But so what that is kavana is to put them together. He's still making two statements. What links it all together? Sorry? The Nesina. The Nesina links them together. Chatzi pruta v'chatzi pruta? He's still giving two chatzai pruta. Pruta u pruta, he's still giving two prutas. What links them together, Yaakov? Simpler. What do you mean by that? Say the magic words. Toch kadeh, who said that? Ezra? Toch kadeh dibur kadibur dami. That's the answer, right? Toch kadeh dibur kadibur dami. If he says the two statements for toch kadeh dibur, so normally we assume toch kadeh dibur kadibur dami, there's a connection between the different diburim, if they're said betoka de dibur, that's why we view it as one. That's lechora what the Gemara is assuming. If two statements are made together, so then we assume that it's one unit. So that's the shaila. Should we say that it's one unit, or should we say no? Since he's still splitting it up somehow, because his das is to split it up and to make it into two units, maybe it should be as two. That's what you would think. But the question, yeah, Yaakov. No, but he's making both statements now. The Toch Kedei Dibra is in the Dibra of the Kiddushin, not in the Chalos of the Kiddushin. The Chalos will be Lamacha, but the statement is now. Statement for both Chalkei Kiddushin.
So
why are we going to
the Dibra is one? I don't know why we need
Toch Kedei
Dibra.
What do you mean the Dibra is one? He said two Dibra. He said Chetze Bechut, that's two Dibra to me. No? What's the Kashi Yaakov? Toch Kedei Dibra Kedei Dibra, yeah? No? Gemara Nedarim, exactly. Excellent, Jonathan. Gemara Nedarim says that Toch Kedei Dibra Kedei Dibra doesn't apply to Kiddushin. So we're back to square one. He made two statements over here. So what did it's Toch Kedei Dibra? Automatically we should view it as Paschal and Milsa. It's two different things. Yaakov?
Couldn't we say that we're holding like Rosh Shimon from the second parak? Can we say that only if you say Itkanshi, then it's going to be two separate Diburim, but if you say it connected with a Vav, or it's...
Rosh Shimon from the second parak, which...
Kiddushin over here. Aish Mekadesh.
So what, if you're giving her a tomorrow and a tomorrow, what?
Yeah, each one tomorrow, so that's two separate Diburim, but if you don't,
That's after you finish Agamar and you assume that since he said Iskachi once, it could be that it's a single Dibur, so then you have to address the other Gemara. But if you say Iskachi and you're doing a separate Nesina, so then maybe that should be viewed as two, or maybe it should be viewed as one, but that Gemara is after we have Al Gemara. Al Gemara says that if he has two Diburim, but they said Betokhari, but there's a Havamina to say, then maybe it should be viewed as one. Question is, if we don't say Toch Kedei Dibra Kedei Dibra Dari by Kiddushin, so what's the Hava mean? Of course Paschal and Milsa. What's the answer?
We don't say Toch Kedei Dibra to retract what you said previously, because we assume that when you said it, you were fully into it, and it's like Maisa. But to add on, it's not an issue.
The Avnei Miluim says, in Simin Lamed Aleph, Sukkot and Yutez, he says that we only deny Toch Kedei Dibra Kedei Dibra Dari by Kiddushin to be Chosid. Right? As the Ran explains, by Kiddushin, we don't say Toch Kedei Dibra Kedei Dibra Dami because we assume that the person has a Gemiras Das, he has a full Das for the Kiddushin, he takes Kiddushin very seriously. So if he doesn't want to marry this woman, then he wouldn't say anything. He wouldn't get involved in the whole issue. That's why Toch Kedei Dibra Kedei Dibra Dami doesn't apply by Kiddushin. So that's in terms of Chazara. There's no ability of Chazara because he has a Gemiras Das, and Chazara, retraction, is a function of not having a full Das. He has to have a full Das, so then he can be Chozeba. But to be Mekayim the Kiddushin, maybe I would say Toch Kedei Dibra Kedei Dibra Dami. To be Mekayim the Kiddushin, not to be Mevatel the Kiddushin. To be Chozeba, we won't say Toch Kedei Dibra Kedei Dibra Dami by Kiddushin, because we assume he has a Gemiras Das. But to be Mekayim the Kiddushin, there maybe we will say Toch Kedei Dibra Kedei Dibra Dami. What does he mean? So I think Lechora, what he means to say is that aside from the idea of a Zechus Chazara that you have a Toch Kedei Dibra, there's a concept that Toch Kedei Dibra, if you have two things that are Toch Kedei Dibra of each other, it's viewed as a Maisa Echad. It's viewed as a Maisa Echad, it's one unit. The ability to be Chos is a different issue. But besides that issue, there's another rule that Toch Kedei Dibra Kedei Dibra Dami means that it's all viewed ke Maisa Echad. L'moshul. When Yomar Bava Kama and Dafayin Gimel talks about if a person is saying Eidus, and there are two parts to the Eidus, so we know there's a principle called Eidus Shabbat and Mitzvah Shabbat Lakula, right? You're familiar with this? Sanhedrin, Makis, right? Eidus Shabbat and Mitzvah Shabbat Lakula. But the case the Gemara in Bava Kama gives is, let's say two Eidim come and they testify about a Gneid. Let's say that Reuven stole from Shimon. And then they testify that he was Tavach Umachar as well. Right? So we know if he's Tavach Umachar, then he steals. He does a Geneva, not a Gzelen, right? So he steals secretively. And he does a Tficha, then he shechs the animal. Steals a Shor or a Seh, specifically a Shor or a Seh. He's Tavach the Shor, Tavach the Seh, or he sells the Shor, he sells the Seh. So then aside from the Chiyav of Kefel, there's a Chiyav Dalet Behe. Right? That's this week's parashah. It always seems to work out. Kadosh Baruch Hu just brings the right parsha to Shia. Okay, anyway. Right, so if he's Tavach Umachar and the Shor B'Seh, so then he's Chayev Dalet Behe. He's Chayev Gimel. He's Chayev Beis V'Gimel on top of the Kefel. Right? He's Chayev Keren and the Kefel, and then he's going to be Chayev more than that. So Dalet for the Seh and Hey for the Shor. What's it then if two Eidim come and they say that Reuven stole from Shimon and he was Tavach Umachar? Right, so those are two parts to the Eidus. And then they were Huzmu on the Geneva. So the Gemara says, Eidus Shabbat and Mitzvah Shabbat Lechula. Even if another pair of Eidim would testify about the Gneva, we can't hold him responsible for the Tzicha Mechir. He's not going to be Chayav Dala Behe because the Eidus of the first Kat falls away. Eidus Shabbat and Tzicha Shabbat Bechula. So he might be Chayav Kefel if another group of Eidim come and say that he was Gonev, but the Chayav Dala Behe doesn't apply. But this first Kat was not Huzmu on the Tzicha Mechir. So what? But Eidus Shabbat and Tzicha Shabbat Bechula. So the Shaila is, why should I say Eidus Shabbat and Tzicha Shabbat Bechula? These are two statements. Two different statements, two Eidios. There was one Eidos about Gneva, another Eidos about Tzicha Mechira. Never the twain shall meet. The answer is, Tov Kedei Dibur Kedibur Dam. If they said the two Eidios, the Vasachas, the Tov Kedei Dibur, we view them as one unit. So then if Eidos Shabbat Mitzasa, Bodla Kula, then if part of the Eidos is Bodla, then we're Mavato, the whole Eidos. What kind of a strange idea is that? If we're Tov Kedei Dibur Kedibur Dam, it means that you have a Schus to be Chosebo, the Tov Kedei Dibur. The answer is apparently the basic halacha of Tolka Deidibur Kedibur Dami is that two items, two statements, two maisim that are done by Tolka Deidibur are really viewed as a maisa echad. Another halacha of Tolka Deidibur Kedibur Dami is that you have a zchus to be chozubo by Tolka Deidibur because your das is not complete. But besides that second halacha, there's a first halacha. The first halacha is the two items, the Tolka Deidibur, are viewed as a maisa echad. Viewed as a ma'isa echad, so Eidus Shabbat Mitzasa, Bat Lakula. Similarly here, the person is making a statement, there are two ma'isa kiddushin, but they're done betoch kedei dibor, so l'kayim es hadova, zokta abne meluim, vada toch kedei dibor kedei bedam, even by kiddushin. Because that halacha of toch kedei dibor has nothing to do with das. It's a function of the fact that if you do two ma'isa betoch kedei dibor, it's viewed as one ma'isa. So here it's taka, there is a havamina to say that it's viewed as one ma'isa. Problem is, since he's dividing the woman into two parts, maybe I should split it up. That's the suffix in the Gemara. Okay, but there is a havamina to say it should be viewed as one ma'isa because he's saying everything that Tov Kedei Dibur. Yaakov.
Can one suggest that the exceptions aren't just for Chazara? Because it gets a little bit, there's a gray area. Let's say he's trying to add a Tanai. So one would probably say, he says the condition that right afterwards he adds a Tanai. So one would say, no, you brought such a level of das that, what you originally said is your statement and we don't add anything to it. So here he's not adding a Tanai, but still one could argue that the first thing out of his mouth is the das that he's bringing to the table for his kiddushin.
I think the point is that whenever there's a hemshach to his dibur, if there are two parts of the dibur, we always put the two parts together. If by Eidus we put the two parts together, why shouldn't we put two? Except for Chazar, right. To be Mekayim es Hadavar, it's different.
So I'm saying...
First of all, you should know, whenever you say a Tanai, the Tanai has to come before the mice.
Right. So then the Tanai is not an example, but...
Right.
If one can argue that the Chazara, he brings so much das that we don't care what he says 2 seconds later, then I'm having a little bit of trouble with the chiluk. I understand that we're adding, not subtracting. He's not retracting his das, but still, if he brought a certain amount of das or whatever he said, that's what he's bringing to the table for his kiddushin, and you wouldn't mess around.
But maybe the point is that if he's not being chozebo, then his das isn't changing. If he's being chozebo, then his das is changing from what he said before. If he's just being mosif on his dibur, nothing is changing. It's just megala what he had in mind to begin with. Maybe. I saw another hand up, Ben.
Sort of similar to that. Meaning, the whole point is that he's saved by kedushin and you have an incredibly strong level of das when you say the statement.
Yeah.
What would be the svar? Why would anyone in the first place use these musical shalos?
That's a great
really
question. I can't.
Want to use half and not a whole. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense according to this. Sorry, we're going to say a high level of das by kedushin. To say that what you really meant was to say you wanted to marry the whole woman. That doesn't make sense because the whole point is you have the highest level of das by saying you only want to marry two halves.
Apparently, this is an interesting fellow. Right? I mean, it's a lomdisha statement, but you sort of, Harayat Mekudeshesli, it's a pretty easy statement. Like, what does he have to do this for? He has to do this because, he wants to give us a shir. No, I'm just kidding. Again, the Gemara talks about principles that are not necessarily lemaisa because it wants to teach us the sodas, klolim, right? So the principles that we're going to learn from this Gemara, even if it's not so lemaisa, it's not so common that this is going to occur, but the principles are very significant. The Gemara is picking on these strange cases, even though they're not so lemaisa, but so what? They still teach us principles, and the Gemara wants to focus on those principles. So if even though the person is saying chetzer v'fruta v'chetzer v'fruta, the fact is, you listen to what he's saying, he wants to marry the whole woman. It's just he has two parts to the dibur. No.
If
he really wanted to marry the woman, he would just say Harat Makadesh Ligafruta. He wouldn't split up. Why not? He says, I want to split it up. I want to say it in a fancy way. I want to do something different. You know, I want my proposal. It's not a proposal. It's a kiddush. I want my proposal to be different. So I'm not going to have a band. I'm not going to have, you know, friends watching. But I want to do something special, right? I was told it's supposed to be private, but I still want to do something special. Did I clarify at all my position on this matter? Okay. So tomorrow, right? The lunch. Okay. So the subject of the Gemara is that even though everything is done to Tokei Deiva, but since it's two Dibur, perhaps it should be viewed as two, or maybe we should say no, that it's really viewed as one. Okay. The question then is, what's the final Ibai of Rava? Okay, before we try to understand what are the first three Shailas, let's focus on the fourth one, which seems to be the most extreme. What is Rava having a suffix? Shnei Chetzei Befuta. Shnei Chetzei Befuta. There, what's the shayla b'chlal? What's the shayla b'chlal? Making a statement. B'chorah, the chalos kiddushin is not even split into two. You could say in the first three shaylas that because he has two different diburim, so even though he's not, it's not like he's saying one hayom and the other lamochar, there's no hefsik zman, he's saying it all together, but the fact that he has two diburim, so maybe the chalos occurs in stages. Maybe first there's a chalos in the first chatzi, and then there's a chalos in the second half, second chatzi. But in the final ibaya, there's really no way to break it up. Shnei chesed v'fruta, the chalos kiddushin is occurring b'basachas for sure. Because he says, both of your halves together. He's splitting her up into two parts, but he's saying, she should be mekudeshes, her two halves should be mekudeshes v'fruta. So he's putting it all together. The chalos kiddushin is occurring b'basachas. If the chalos kedushin is occurring with asacha, so then what's the shayla? Of course you should be mekudeshes. That's mekadesh chatzi isha? Why? At first glance, it doesn't seem to be a kedushin chatzi isha in the 40 bayit Rav. Because there, the kedushin, of course, is going to be chal v'asacha. He's putting everything together. He's putting the two chatzayim together. Each one of the previous ibayis, Rav is saying that chetze b'chatzi puta v'chetze b'chatzi puta, he split the two chatzayim. But here he says, Shnei Chetzich Befruta. The Chalos Kiddushin clearly is occurring with Asachas. So the Chalos Kiddushin is occurring with Asachas. What's the Havamim to say that it shouldn't be Mekudeshes, that this should be viewed as Kiddushin Mechatzidushin? Baruch Ber in the Kishmul and Simon Zion quotes the Chaim as saying that from here, from this 40 bay of Rava, right, this strange case of Rava, that you think, well, like, what's the point of the Gemara saying this? And here we learn a fundamental yisod about Kiddusha Mechatzi Isha. That the problem of Kiddusha Mechatzi Isha is not in the Chalos Kiddushin, it's in the Maisa Kiddushin. Right, just like we said that the idea of Hispashtus Kiddusha is in the Dibur of Kiddushin, the Maisa Kiddushin, it's not a Hispashtus in the Chalos Kiddushin. That was the answer that we had to the Machnas Kashin. Right, the Machnas says, what's the shayla of the Gemara that Zayin and Aleph that the nifshetu kiddusha bekula? I mean, if someone's mekadesh chatzi isha chetzich mekudeshes li, ain't a mekudeshes. Why she ain't a mekudeshes? Nifshetu kiddusha bekula. Just like ragla shazu olo a leiv shel behema zu olo, we say that this is fashdus kiddusha. So why shouldn't there be a fashdus like kiddusha? That's the maknas kasha. So the Big Shmuel answers that his fashdus is a din in the dibur. It's a din in the ma'isa kiddusha. So, even though there's no chalos kiddushin, even b'chatzi isha, you can still have a hispashtus. If you were to say that hispashtus is a din of the chalos kiddusha, so by behema, since there's a chalos kiddushin, the regular chalos kiddushin, the leiv, so then you can say hispashtus is the whole behema. But here, if there's no hispashtus, if you say that kiddushin b'chatzi isha just isn't chal, so then there's no chalos kiddushin b'chalal. So there's no chalos kiddushin b'chalal, then how can you say hispashtus? So after Baruch Ber, his fashtus is not a din in chalos kiddushin, it's a din in the ma'isa kiddushin. So since there was a dibur of chetzich mekudeshes, there was a dibur of kiddushin, we can say his fashtus in his dibur, the kasha of the gemara, nifshetu kiddushin bekulu, we should say his fashtus in the dibur, to say that it's a dibur shalom. Similarly, he says here, from the 40 bay of Rava, you see that the whole problem of kiddushin b'chatzi isha, that isha below chatzi isha, The whole problem is not in the Chalos Kiddushin. It's in the Maisa Kiddushin. That's the problem. If it were Taka Din in the Chalos Kiddushin, then there shouldn't be a problem in this fourth Ibayah. If he says Shnei Chetzeh Bepruta, so then the Chalos Kiddushin is happening B'Vasachas. There is no Chetzi in the Chalos Kiddushin. There's no split in the Chalos Kiddushin, so it shouldn't be Mekavish Chetzi Isha. She should be Mekudashas. What do you see from this Gemara, Zokter B'Chayim? You see that the chisaron of Mekadesh Chatzi Isha is not a chisaron in the Chalos Kiddushin, it's a chisaron in the Maisa Kiddushin. And since here he's saying Shnei Chetziach Befruta, he's splitting up with his Dibur, he's splitting up a little bit the Maisa Kiddushin. So that's why Rava has a Havamina that maybe we should view this as Mekadesh Chatzi Isha, because there is a split in the Maisa Kiddushin. That's why he has a Havamina, maybe it should be Mekadesh Chatzi Isha. Not a din in the Chalos Kiddushin, it's a din in the Maisa Kiddushin. Because if it were a din in the Chalos Kiddushin, in a Chanami, this is not Mekadesh Chatzi Isha. But because it's a din in the Maisa Kiddushin, then there's a Havamina that even by Shnei Chetzeh Befruta, we should view it as maybe two different Maisim. And if it's two different Maisim, then it's Kiddushin Mechatzi Isha, it shouldn't work. Or maybe we should say that, no, we don't view it as two Maisim. That's the Sofik of Rav. Is it viewed as two Maisa Kiddushin, or is it viewed as one Maisa Kiddushin? Yeah.
Wouldn't the question we had on Toast, the question from the side, come back up that, so it should be clearer that, like, it should definitely spread, and then you kind of have the answer of that,
why is it clear that it should definitely spread?
Because you said, like, the acid and everything, it's right back, like,
no, Tosis says that if you use a Lashon Erisin, so then, we don't say it's fascist. So Tosis told, that's exactly what Tosis said.
So then you don't have something either, though, right?
Why? No. That's why I was very careful to say that the shayla of his spashtus and the shayla of kiddushin v'chatzi isha are two different shaylas. Even if I can't say his spashtus over here because I use the lashon erisin, the lashon of kinyan, okay, I can still say that that the kiddushin should be chal because it's not kiddushin v'chatzi isha. It's a different shayla, right? If I say the problem of kiddushin v'chatzi isha is in the chalos kiddushin, here the chalos is v'vasachas. If the chalos is v'asachas, it's not mekadesh chatzi isha. But if I say kiddushin v'chatzi isha as it did in the ma'isa kiddushin, so here, since he said shnei chetzeh befruta, maybe there are two ma'isim. We should view this as two ma'isim, and then it is mekadesh v'chatzi isha, and it should be a problem. Okay. That's the gemara. That's the basic gemara. That we have four ibayas of Rava. In each one of these cases, should we assume it's like mekadesh chatzi isha? Or should we say that it's one unit because it's tochedei dibur and he's mekayim mesamaisi, he's mekayim the kiddushin, then tochedei dibur kedibur dami? Perhaps we should view it as one unit, or maybe we should say no, it's kiddushin mechatzi isha because he's using a loshen that sounds like they're separate maisa kiddushin. So maybe we should split up. That's the gemara. The question is, what is the sofik of Rava? What's the sofik based on? Sounds like a sofik. What's his das? Is it this? Is it that? But what really is he saying over here? What is the sofik? The Rambam throws a monkey wrench into the sugya, which actually clarifies the sofik a bit further. What does the Rambam say? This is the Rambam that we referred to last time. The Rambam in paskening the sugya, he makes a split. Hilchas Ishus Perek Gimel Halacha Yud. Omar lo harei chetzich mekudosh lebefruta vechetzich befruta. O sha'omar lo chetzich mekudosh lebechatzich befruta vechetzich ha'acheres mekudosh lebechatzich befruta. How is it mekudosh? The first two ibayas, the Rambam says mekudeshes. Mekudeshes bevadach. Omol lachetzich mekudeshes lebefruta hayom lachetzich befruta lamochar. Shtei chetzich befruta. And then he quotes a few other cases that we'll have tomorrow, mit Hashem. Bechol elu mekudeshes besofik. The last two ibayas he says is kiddushi sofik. The first two ibayas he says kiddushi vadach. So just parenthetically, the kasha that we asked on the Rambam last time, the kasha actually was not on the case of Tosis. Tosis is going on Chetzer Befruta v'Chetzer Befruta. So the kash that we asked is that the Rambam uses a Lashon of Kiddushin, not a Lashon Erisin, and yet he says it's still a Sofik Kiddushin. So just to clarify, I'm not sure if we said this properly, but the problem is the third Ibaya of the Rambam, right? The third case of the Rambam. That Omar l'chetzech mekudeshes lebefruta hayom l'chetzech l'mochar. There the Rambam says that it's a Sofik. So the problem is, why should it be a suffix? If you say his spashtus kedusha, whenever you use a lashon of kedushin, that shouldn't be a suffix. You can't ask the kasha from the Rambam in the second ibayah because the Rambam says vada mekudeshes in the second ibayah. So if you didn't know this sugya, you would say, well, vada mekudeshes because the kedusha is mispashit from the chatzi to the whole. So the kasha against the Lecha Mishnah's kasha against the Rambam is not from the second case. It's from the third case, because the Rambam holds that Sofik Kiddushin is only the third and the fourth case. It's just a detail of a difference. You just have to clarify the kasha. But everything we said was still correct. Right? It's just you have to shift it to the third case of the Rambam. The Rambam splits between the first two Ibayas and the last two Ibayas. The first two is Vadei Mekudeshes, and the last two is Sofik Mekudeshes. Why does he split? Rava seems to say, presents all four Ibayas, and he says, take it at the end. Sounds like it's a Sofik Kiddushin by all. So the Magen Mishnah suggests that it's an old Yesod of the Rambam. The Rambam says, whenever the Gemara says, infancy lomar, that means the Gemara was nota to one side. So it says in Timtzi Lomar by the first two, after the first two. Im Timtzi Lomar mona v'holechu. Im Timtzi Lomar kol biyomi mona v'holechu. Right? So since after the first and the second Ibayas, it says in Timtzi Lomar, so the Rambam feels we must paskin in those two Ibayas that it does work. Right, because that's what in Timtzi Lomar means. It means the Gemara's nota to that side. So even though the Gemara concludes that it's a teiku, it sounds like it's all a sofik. Lemaisa, the Rambam paskins it's not a sofik, and in those two ibayas, it's vadei mekudeshes. That's what the Magen Mishnah says. So it's yisod in the Rambam. Yisod in the Rambam. Comes the Ravid and asks, forget about the yisod in the Rambam. Misvara, how does that make sense? Even if you'll tell me Im Timtzi Lomar always means that we should paskin like that Ibaya, we should paskin that it really works. Okay, so that explains the Rambam's psak, his technical psak. But how does it make any sense the Ravid is? Magen Mishnah quotes that the Rashba is the same kasha as the Ravid. That doesn't make any sense. Rava has a fourth Ibaya, the Chnei Chetzik, the Fruta. Is that Mekudeshes or not? Do we say that any Isha Mekudeshes Lachatzah in Klal, or do you say no? And we put it all together, and it's one unit. So, Frek the Ravid, im shtei chetzes v'fruta miskadeshes v'sofeg, v'zei she'ein isha miskadeshes lachatzoyim, osan shalmalo lama hein miskachos vaday. Ela v'sofeg. The Ravid says that the two first ibayas are dependent on the fourth ibaya. Forgetting the third ibaya for a moment. Right? The fourth ibaya, shtei chetzes v'fruta, says the Ravid, aren't the first two ibayas dependent on the fourth ibaya? So if the Rambam passes in the fourth Ibaya Teiku, that it's Docha Sofek, doesn't say in Timtzi Lomar, it just leaves it for Teiku. How can he pass in Vadei Mekudeshes in the first two Ibayas? He asked the Ravid and the Rashba. Doesn't make any sense that he could pass in Vadei Mekudeshes, because aren't the first two Ibayas dependent on the fourth Ibaya? Right? Mona Vahole can't be better than a Dibur Echad. If he says Shnei Chetzech Befruta, and yet we have a Sofeg by Shnei Chetzech Befruta, maybe Einishim is Kadeshes Lachatzoyim Klal. So how can the Rambam say in the first three verses, Vaday Mona Vaholichu, that we definitely look at it as one unit? Why? If in a Dibur Echad, we don't look at it, we don't necessarily look at it as one unit, so why in Shnei Diburim should we look at it as one unit? Shouldn't we say that the first three verses are really dependent on the last Divine? What's the kasha of the Ravid and the Rashi? Comes the Riyaz Okim, and he says, no, not necessarily. What's the suffix? How could I assume that maybe Mona Vaholech is better than a Dibur Echad? That even if there's a suffix in the Gemara by Shnei Chetzer Befuta, by Mona Vaholech, maybe there won't be a suffix, according to the Rambam. Zok the Riyaz Okim, what's the suffix by Shnei Chetzer Befuta? Why is Shnei Chetzer Befruta so bad? That it's a Sofek, and we don't know for sure that it's Mekudeshes. What does he say? Shnei Chetzer Befruta on the Gilead. Hacha lo matzinen lemeimar. Hacha lo matzinen lemeimar. Mona v'holich hu. Daha b'dibur echad amar. V'lo shayach mona v'holich helak sha'usa shnei diburim l'chalek minyonim. What's he saying? Mona v'holich is taka more shayach if you have two dibur. If there's only one dibur, and he still says chetzech in the one dibur, it's mashma that he wants to split her up into two parts. He really wants it to be two maisim. Or there's more of a likelihood that he wants it to be two maisim. I mean, that's the suffix of the Gemara, right? Does he want it to be two because he says shnei chetzech befruto? Do we say, no, it's all one unit. But by Mona v'holech, where he actually has two diburim, okay, you split up into two diburim, but if it's mona v'hole, so then although he split up into two dibur, we look at it as one dibur. It's not like he took one dibur, and though it's one dibur, he shtupped in a chetzich over there. If it's one dibur and he puts in a chetzich, the strength of the situation is its weakness in a sense, right? The fact that it's only one dibur and he still puts in the chetzich, that shows that his das is to be makarish or bechetzich. Right? Even more so than if he has two dibur. If he says chetzich befruta v'chetzich befruta, does he really mean chetzich? Maybe the fact that he said chetzich befruta v'chetzich befruta, so he's just using two dibur, he really means it as one ma'aseh kiddushin. But if he's only saying one dibur and he nevertheless puts in chetzich, shnei chetzich befruta, he's doing it all befruta, so why doesn't he just say hareyat mekodesh is befruta? Why does he say shnei chetzich bechlal? Since he uses one dibur, in a situation in which he uses one dibur, and yet he puts in the Lashon Chetzich, it's more mistaber that maybe Hitaka means Lachatzoy, and maybe the Taka shouldn't work. But if he's Mona V'Holich, if he has multiple diburim, so maybe it's not so clear that he really wants to be Mekadosh or Lachatzoy. Maybe he's Mona V'Holich, maybe he really means that it's one unit. So the strength, in a sense, the strength of the dibur Echad is its weakness. The strength of the Dibur Echad, since he puts in Lachatzoy in Shnei Chetzer Befruta, maybe that's more of a reason to say that he wants to be Mekadosh or Lachatzoy, and that's the Savig of Rava. And that's the Savig of Rava. Previously, the Rambam holds that maybe it could be Vadim Mekodesh, because there's more of a reason to say that he's Mona V'Holech if he has two different Dibur. This idea is also echoed by the Ram. He says something similar, but he adds a little bit, Mefarish a little bit. Here's the Ran. The Ran is on Daf Gimel of an Aleph and Daf Yarif. Daf Gimel on the base. The Didiyen Kushyoso Kushya, says the Ran. Quotes the Ravitz Kash. Mishum Zulabaya Kamoy Yiklamemar Imtim Silomer Mona Vaholichu. In the first device, you can say Imtim Silomer Mona Vaholichu. This idea of Mona Vaholichu, that he really wants to be one unit, that you can say. Mona v'holi doesn't make any sense in the last case, shnei befruta, because he says befruta, so it's not a mona v'holi, let's read on. He does say befruta, but he also says shnei chetzich. Alma daite lekatsha lechatzoyin, vein ishas lechatzoyin. Because he has these two things together, he's saying befruta, but yet he says shnei chetzech. What does that sound like? It's more likely in such a case, says the Ran, that he wants to be mekadosh lachatzoyin. That's why Rabbi has a savik whether it should work. Sounds like it's a kiddush lachatzoyin. But by mona v'holech and the other ibaya, maybe you could say that since he didn't shtup the chetzech into his dibur, into his one dibur, he really has two diburim, maybe it's less likely that he wants to be Mekadosh Lachatzoyin. Maybe he's Mona V'Holich, he just wants it as one unit. That's what the Riyaz Zokin and the Ran suggest. Akiva.
What's the chiluk between, you see, one and two is, that's what we want to say to Ram since Father Ignatius. What's the chiluk between one and two and three?
So apparently, if you split it up in days, splitting up in days is more of a hefsek to the Rambam.
So it's just chalos is the second day. Obviously, you're doing the ma'aseh.
I mean, the Rambam, again, the Rambam is beholden to what the Gemara says. As it says in Timtzi Lomer by the first two ibayas, that's why the Rambam thinks it's more likely that it's Mekodesh as Bevadai. It doesn't say in Timtzi Lomer after the third ibaya. So the Rambam says, leave it the way the Gemara has it, that it's a suffix. You're saying the Svara, why should I say that it's different? So apparently the idea, right, so the Svara is in the third case, since you're splitting it up in days. So maybe that's more of a hefsek. If it's more of a hefsek, then it shouldn't be a kiddushin. That's why it's not a vade mekudesh. It's only a safek mekudesh.
So the
Ravid
cares only about the
Ravid only cares about the fourth case because the Ravid says that the two first ibayas should be dependent on the fourth ibayah. The third ibayah is a separate shayla. Right? It's a shayla. Is he paskal milsi? He's not paskal milsi. But it's not that the first two ibayas are dependent on the third ibayah. The third ibayah is where he's splitting it up in days. But the problem is, if by Shnei Chetzech Befruta we say Ein Ishim Eskadesh Es Lachatzoyin Klal, so then how can you say Mekudesh Es Bevada in the first two Ibayas? That's the Ravid Shaila. That the first two should be dependent on the fourth. Jeremy?
So the Riyaz Zokin Duran is saying that when it's the Chatzim about the fourth Ibayah, it's one D where it's more Mestava that's on Chatzoyin, right? it's one thing.
Yeah, that's what the Riyaz Zaken and the Ran seem to be saying. That's the Safek. The Safek is, since it's Bechad Zimna, we should look at it more as one unit. By Shnei Chetzer Befruta. That means that even though it's Bechad Zimna, even though he's really saying it all together in one Dibur, you're saying Klal sounds like it's less likely that it's Lachat Zimna.
It's saying Bechad Zimna.
It means even though it's Bechad Zimna.
It's like one side is assuming that it would work, but then the second Dilma, it wouldn't be Chatzon. But cause the topic is that.
The Gemara is saying, yeah, it is contradictory svaras, but the Gemara is saying, even though it's Bechad Zimna, even though there's a strength to this, but on the other hand, he's saying Lachatzoyin. So here, the fact that he introduces Lachatzoyin, and you're saying it's not quite what the Ran is saying. The Ran is saying Fakert. Introducing Lachatzoyin, Bechad Zimna makes it worse. It's not that she's not Miskadesh's Lachatzoyin Klal, it's that this would be worse, you're saying.
So what would be the something that it would work?
Something that it would work is that maybe the chisaron of mekayish b'chatzi isha is a din in the chalos. Maybe the chisaron of mekayish b'chatzi isha is a din in the chalos, and as long as everything is chal b'vasachas, maybe there's no problem.
You're saying Duran is like mespayatz din meis. That's why.
Maybe. We'll get to it a little bit more. Okay, we'll get to it a little bit more. Okay, so we have a working understanding, the beginnings of working understanding of the Rambam. But we still don't understand what exactly is the suffix of the Gemara coin for the Rambam. That maybe he's Mona Vaholech. Maybe in the first two Ibayas he's Mona Vaholech, or maybe not. Right? That's the suffix of Rava, and the Rambam says that there we pass in the Vade Mekudeshes, and in the fourth suffix he's gonna passing it to suffix. What is the suffix of the Gemara? Is he Mona Vaholech? Is he not Mona Vaholech? What's the Machlokas, the Rambam and the Ravid? Why does the Ravid think that the fourth Ibaya should be dependent on that the first two Ibaya should be dependent on the fourth Ibaya? Okay, we have the beginnings of an understanding according to the Rambam, but how do we understand the Ravid? Right? The Rambam and the Ravid are disagreeing over here. The Ravid says that the first two Ibayas are dependent on the fourth Ibayah. The Rambam says, no, the first two Ibayas are not dependent on the fourth Ibayah at all. What's the Machlokas, the Rambam and the Ravid? Yochanan Wasserman in his Kovet Shiurim in Os Ayin Beis and Ayin Gimel, he suggests that the Rambam and the Ravid have a fundamental Machlokas in this sugya. And the Machlokas, the Rambam and the Ravid really, really opens up the whole sugya to us. What's going on over here? The Gemara in the first two Ibayas has a suffix, right? The person is saying two diburim. That's clear. The two statements over here. He doesn't say hareat mekudeshes li befruta, but he splits it up. Chetzich vechetzich, chetzich vechatzi pruta, chetzich vechatzi pruta, chetzich befruta, chetzich befruta. He splits up the word. So the way the Gemara phrases the Ibaya, the suffix in the Gemara is: do we say mona v'holichu? That somehow it's one unit, some kind of one unit. Or do we say, no, it's not Mona Vaholech, Paschal Amilsa. What does Mona Vaholech who mean? The Bukhanan says that the Rambam understood like this. Mona Vaholech means that we look at it as though the person is doing one Maisa Kiddushin, one Maisa King. The subject of the Gemara is, if he says Chetzech Befruta, Chetzech Befruta, it's too Diburim. But is he Mona Vaholech? Do we view his kavana that he really wants to do one Maisa Kiddushin? Even though he split it up into two Diburim, it's really, he wants to do one Maisa Kiddushin. Or do we say, no, he has two Diburim, and his kavana is really to do two Maisa Kiddushin? That's the subject of the Gemara. Initially, the Gemara was assuming that if a person does two Maisa Kiddushin, that's Mekadesh Chatzi Isha. If he's Mekadesh an Isha with two Maisa Kiddushin, that's Mekadesh Chatzi Isha, Ve'ena Mekudeshes. The topic of the Gemara is, what's his Kavona when he has two Diburim? Is he Mona Vaholech? Meaning, do we view it as though he has a Kavona to do only one Maisa Kiddushin over here? Or do we view it as though he has a Kavona to do two Maisa Kiddushin? And obviously, if he had a Kavona to do two Maisa Kiddushin, then it's not going to work. If he has a Kavona only for one Maisa Kiddushin, then it will work. That's the topic of the Gemara. The Riyaz Zokein seems to learn like this in the Ibai of the Gemara. Because he says, Paschal Amilsei, this is explaining the first Ibai. Paschal Amilsei, that Rava has an Ibai, Chetze b'chatziputa, Chetze b'chatziputa, Mao. Came with the Amal Chatziputa Pascha, Paschal Amilsei. Is that in the first Ibai or the second? No, it's the first Ibai, because then he has Chetze b'chatziputa. See, even though that's not our Girsa. Our Girsa in the Gemara is Pascha, not Paschal Amilsei. Yeah, Zokin must have said Paschal Amilsei in the first Ibai too. He says, Paschal Amilsei. One second, please. No, let's skip down a little bit, maybe that's okay. Mona v'holichu. Havale ki'ilu omar hizkachili befruta, v'hele chetzeh b'chatzi puta v'chetzeh b'chatzi puta. What does he say? Mona v'holichu means that even though the ish said chetzeh befruta v'chetzeh befruta, what does he mean? He means to say the following, hizkachili befruta, v'hele chetzeh b'chatzi puta v'chetzeh b'chatzi puta. What does he say? Mona v'holichu means it's as if he said iskachili befruta. It's as if he does one ma'aseh kiddushin. He really means to say iskachili befruta, but I'll give you half of this and half of that. Right. So we're interpreting his words. The tzad to say that the kiddushin is chal is that it's as if, right, we look at it as though his kavana is to do one ma'aseh kiddushin. He really means to say iskachili befruta, one ma'aseh kiddushin. But he breaks it up. Right, he's going to break up the Kabbalah's Kesef into two parts, but he really means to do one Ma'aseh Kiddushin. That's what Mona B'Holech means, according to the Riyazim. The other side of the Gemara is that since he has two Diburim, we treat it as though he really wanted to do two Ma'aseh Kiddushin, and that's not going to work. What's the fourth Ibai according to the Rambam? What's the fourth Suffolk? The fourth Suffolk, according to the Rambam, is a situation where clearly he wants to do two Ma'aseh Kiddushin. That's what we just said before from the Riyazakin and the Ram. He wants to do two kinyonim. How do I know he wants to do two kinyonim in the fourth Ibayim? Because he's saying it b'chada zimna, but yet he's dividing it into two parts. Shnei chetzech befruta. So clearly he wants to do two kinyonim. Mona v'holich is not shayach over there. Right? Mona v'holich means that his kavon is to do one kinyon. But in the fourth Ibai, Mona V'Holich is not sure. The Gemara never thought of Mona V'Holich in the fourth Ibai. Why not? Because there, clearly he wants to split it into two. His das is to split it into two kinyonim, because that's why even though he's saying everything b'chad zimna, but he says shnei chetzei b'fruta. So then he clearly wants two kinyonim. The only thing is, it's two kinyonim that have been going to be chal b'vas achas. He wants the two kinyan to be chal b'vas achas. That's why he didn't say chetzech befruta v'chetzech befruta. He says shnei chetzech befruta. So in the fourth Ibaya, there's no question, lesman de polig, that he's doing two kinyanim, but there he wants the two kinyan to be chal b'vas achas. What's the suffix of Rava in the fourth Ibaya? Suffix of Rava is in a situation where someone does two ma'aseh kiddushin to be chal b'vas achas. What's the din? Is that Makarish Chatzi Isha or is it not Makarish Chatzi Isha? That's the suffix. He's doing two ma'aseh kiddushin to be chal b'vas achas. Is that kiddushin b'chatzi isha or is it not kiddushin b'chatzi isha? What's that suffix? Help me. What's that suffix? What's the chisaron of kiddushin b'chatzi isha? Is it a chisaron in the or the? Help me. In the chaloso or the ma'aseh? He's doing two ma'aseh kiddushin, but the chalos is occurring together. The chal b'vas achas. Rava's final suffix is the Birkas Shmuel's Yisod, right? Rava's final suffix is, do we treat two ma'aseh kiddushin occurring with Asachas as a chisaron of Chatzi Isha? Because it's two ma'aseh kiddushin? Is the problem of Mekadosh Chatzi Isha a problem in the ma'aseh kiddushin? That if you have two ma'aseh kiddushin to be Mekadosh one woman, that's called Mekadosh Chatzi Isha? So we say, no, as long as everything is chal b'vasachas, that's not Mekadosh Chatzi Isha. It's one chalos. If it's one chalos, there's nothing to talk about. This seems to be what the Ritva says. This is how the Ritva understands the suffix of Rav. Hodeboy shnei chetzeh befruta. This is the second Dibra Maaseh on the Ritva. Hodeboy shnei chetzeh befruta kashala. Yavadei lav holich u'mona huvel chatzayin ostan, says the Ritva. He's not mona v'holich in the fourth case. because he's splitting it up. He's doing it b'chavazim, but yet he's splitting up. That's not a mode of a holich situation where we think for sure that he's putting it together. He's doing two ma'isa kiddushin. So how can this work? Yeshlomar dahainu bayim. The kevod lachatzoin niskavein ena mekudeshes. Maybe since he was miskavein lachatzoin, she shouldn't be mekudeshes. Lo dilma kevod the tarvayu chatzoin b'hade hadodi osi. Since tarvayu chatzoin b'hade hadodi osi ein bekach klum v'lo choshev chatzoin. What's the subject of the Ritva? The subject of Rav according to the Ritva. You can't say Mon of a Holech by the 40 Bayah. So Kevod L'chatzon is Kavin, Enem Mekudeshes. So should I say, since Tarvayu Chatzon Bahadi Adodi Osi, she should be Mekudeshes. That's exactly the point, Rav Chanan's point, right? That Rav's Sofik is, should we say, since there are two Ma'isei Kiddushin, Avada, he was Kavin L'chatzon, there are two Ma'isei Kiddushin. So the two Ma'isei Kiddushin, that's Mekadesh Chatzi Isha, that's Enem Mekudeshes. Or should I say no? The chisaron of mekadesh chatzi isha is not in the ma'isa kiddushin; it's in the chalos kiddushin. And since these two chatzon achal v'asachas, it's not a chisaron of mekadesh chatzi isha. So then it should be chal. That's not much the sofik of Rav in the 40 bay. Is the chisaron of mekadesh chatzi isha din in the ma'isa kiddushin, and then there's taka problem over here, or is it a din in the chalos kiddushin, and then there shouldn't be a problem over here because the rochav v'asachas? The Bechonin says if this is the yisod of the sugi according to the Rambam, then we understand why the Ravitz kash is not a kash. Because the Rambam felt that the fourth Ibaya, that the first two Ibayas are not related to the fourth Ibaya. They're not dependent on the fourth Ibaya. They're totally different than the fourth Ibaya. The fourth Ibaya is a shaila about what the chisaron of Mekadesh Chatzi Isha is all about. Is it a chisaron in the Ma'isa Kiddushin, or is it a chisaron in the Chalos Kiddushin? In a situation where a person is definitely doing two Ma'isa Kiddushin, he says Shnei Chetzer Befruta, he's doing two Ma'isa Kiddushin, but the two Ma'isa Kiddushin are Chalva V'Asachas. The shaila is that Mekadesh Chatzi Isha or not? If the chisaron of Mekadesh Chatzi Isha is in the chalos, it's not a problem because the chalos is bevasachas. If the chisaron of Mekadesh Chatzi Isha is in the ma'isa, then it is a problem because there are two ma'isa kiddushin. That's the fourth ibayah. The other two ibayahs, according to the Rambam, they're not ibayahs about the chisaron of Mekadesh Chatzi Isha. Those are ibayahs in the kavon of the gavra. Does he mean to say what? Does he mean to do two ma'isa kiddushin? Or does he not mean to do two ma'isa kiddushin at all? A new possibility. Mona v'holech means that he doesn't mean to do two ma'isa kiddushin b'chlal. He means to do kinyan echad. It's like he said, "Iskad shili befruta." One ma'isa kiddushin. But chetzich b'chatzi pruta v'chetzich b'chatzi pruta. Iskad shili b'shtar prutas, but chetzich b'fruta v'chetzich b'fruta. The first two sefekas are not a sefek about Mekadesh Chatzi Isha. What's the nature of the din? Is it in the chalos and the ma'isa? No. The first two are sefekas in his das. Is his kavana to have two ma'isa kiddushin? Or is his kavana to have one ma'isa kiddushin? So Allah said that he means one ma'isa kinyan, avada, she should be mekudeshes. That sad is not going to be changed by the fourth ibaya. The fourth ibaya has nothing to do with that. And that's why the Rambam is free to say the phrase in Timtzi Lomar and the Gemara tells me that we're noted to this tzad that if he's mona that there's a possibility mona v'holechu, he's making two statements, but it's all one diba, right? Two parts to one statement. So if he's mona v'holech, then we look at it as though what, as though he's mechaving to do one ma'isa kinyan, one ma'isa kiddushin. It's one ma'isa kiddushin. It's not mekadesh chatzi isha, so avada, it's mekudeshes. I think it's great because according to this pshat, the Rambam holds that there's no relationship between the fourth Ibaya and the first two Ibayas. The fourth Ibaya is a suffix about the chisaron of Mekadesh Chatzi Isha in general. The first two Ibayas are a suffix about his kavona, whether he wants there to be two ma'isa kiddushin or one ma'isa kiddushin. That's the Rambam. Kiva.
And again, I don't see why the third case would be this, because with the fourth more than the first two.
No, because the third case, again, is just that there might be more of a hefsek. Since he's doing it on 2 days, he wants it to be chal on 2 days.
Also,
we look at it as though...
That could be a suffix, and I'm not sure whether he wants it to be two.
But again, it's a different suffix. So the Rambam is free to say, I don't know what that suffix is. I can give you a svara as to why that should be mekudeshes or it should not be. But the point is, it doesn't say in Timtzi Lomar after the third suffix. So the Rambam doesn't have to say that they... The Kodesh is over there. I'm just bothered with the Ravitz Kasha. How can the Rambam Paskin Vadei Mekudesh in the first two Sfeikas? Isn't that dependent on the fourth Sfeik? Right? Rebbe Chanan says it's not dependent on the fourth Sfeik, because the fourth Sfeik is totally different. Now, the fourth Sfeik is about the Chisaron of Mekadesh Chatzi Isha, and the first two Sfeikas have nothing to do with that. Let's just chart it out, because I think it'll make it clearer. We'll see, but when we plug in the rivet, everything will come together much more clean. You gotta have it chart before the midterm, come on. Whenever it's difficult, whenever there's a difficult svar, if you look at it visually, it's so much easier to see. At least I find it that way. Okay. What is Mona Beholech? Put it to the Rambam and the Raja. What's Pshat in the two first Ibayas? According to the Rambam and the Raja. What is Ibayas Rishonos? And then what's Pshat in Ibaya Hadalit? The fourth Ibaya. Okay? The Rambam says, where are we? Mona Beholech means Kavanoso Sheyia Maisa Kinyan Echad. That's what the phrase Mona Beholech means. One Maisa Kiddush. The first two Ibayas, the suffix is in Kavanoso Sheyiu Kinyan Echad. Is he Mona Beholech? Obeys Kinyan? That's the suffix. If it's a kinyan echad, what's the din? Mekudeshes or not? If it's a kinyan echad, what's the din? Mekudeshes, it's not a karish chatzi ish, right? If it's beis kinyan and beis kiddushins, right? Ain't a mekudeshes. What's the suffix of the fourth Ibaya? What's that suffix? In the fourth Ibaya, Bevadai Kavanoso, the base Kinyan, Shnei Chetzev Befuta, because he puts in the Chatzoyim, Bechad Zimna, his Kavan is definitely for two Maisa Kiddushin. The Shaila is, in Beis Kinyonim, Bevasachas, having Mekadish Chatzi Ish. Right? Is Chatzi Isha, whatever. Is the Chisara of Mekadesh Chatzi Isha B'chalos or B'maisa? Okay. That's the sugya according to the Rambam. There's no relationship between the first two Ibayas and the fourth Ibayas. Because the first two Ibayas, the suffix is, what is his kavana? Is it Kinyan Echad or is it Beis Kinyan? If it's Kinyan Echad, Vadai Mekudeshes. Beis Kinyanim, she would be Mekudeshes. The phrase in Tintzi Lomer tells me that Mistaba, he means Kinyan Echad. Mona Vaholichu, his kavana is that it should be a Maisa Kinyan Echad. The fourth Ibaya is, here we know for sure he wants Beis Kinyanim, because he splits up his Dibur to do Boshne Chetzech Befruta. So we know that he wants two Kinyanim. The Shiloh of the Gemara is, these two Kinyanim Achal Bevasachas. Beis Kinyanim Cholim Bevasachas. Is that Makarish Chatzi Isha or not? Is the chisaron of Makarish Chatzi Isha in the Chalos? Here, if it's Chal B'Vasachas, it's not Makarish Chatzi Isha. Or is the chisaron in the Maisa? And here he wants two Kinyanim, so therefore it's going to be a chisaron. Okay, could I finish first, and then I'll gladly take questions. What does the Ravid say? The Ravid learns that the phrase Mona Vahole doesn't mean that he wants it to be one Kinyan. The Ravid learned that in the first two Ibayas, We know for sure that what? That he wants it to be two kinyanim. Since he split up his deeper into two parts, the rabbit says even for the first two Ibayas. Bivadai kavanoso obeys kinyanim. Just like the Rambam felt in the fourth Ibayas. Ravid says in the first two Ibayas Avada, his kavanah is to do kinyan. Come on! Chetzich berfuta, the chetzich berfuta. He wants two Maisa Kiddushin over here. Of course it's Kavanah for two Kenyanim. So what's the Sofik of the Gemara? Right? So up the Raiva, the Sofik of the Gemara is, here we have two Maisa Kenyan that are being Chal B'Vasachas, or might be Chal B'Vasachas, I should say. He wants to do two Kenyanim, but the question is, what is his Kavanah? Is his Kavanah that the two Kenyanim should be Chal B'Vasachas, or is Kavanah that these should be two Maisa Kenyan? To my Kiddushin, and they should be Chal B'Zarachasim. That's the subject of the Gemara. Mona V'Holichu means that his Kavanoso, Sheyochulu Beis Maisa Kinyan B'Vasachas. That's what Mona V'Holichu means. He wants it to be one Chalos. Avada, he has a Kavanah to have two Maisa Kinyan. It's not that there's a subject, maybe he really wants it all to be one. He wants it, as someone asked, he wants it all to be one, so why does he split it up? So up to Raivit, of course he wants it to be two Maisa Kiddushin. That's why he splits up his deeper into two parts. The subject of the Gemara is, even though he splits it up into two parts, maybe he wants it to be Chalav HaSachas. Or maybe not. Maybe he has Kavanah that it should be Chalav HaZachazah. That's the subject of the Gemara. Im Kavanoso, Sheyochulu B'Vasachas, O B'Zachazah. If it's chal, if the cholim bevasachas, what's the din? If the cholim bevasachas, what's the din? The kudeshes. If it's bezeach hazeh, beis zayin, alef zayin, einam kudeshes. That's the subject of the Gemara, according to the Raivin in the first three vayis. What's the 40th vayi, Rava? Exactly the same thing as the Rambam. The 4th Tibai of Rav, according to everyone, is clearly he has Kavanah for two Kenyanim. Shnei Chetzech Befuta. Shnei Chetzech Befuta. Does he have Kavanah for one Kenyan? Come on. There's no Havamin, he has Kavanah for one Kenyan. He's saying it B'chag Zimna, but yet he splits it up into two parts. So clearly he has Kavanah for two Kenyanim. What's the Shaila? What's Mekadosh Chatzi Isha? Is it a Chisaron in the Chalos or a Chisaron in the Maisa? Right? The Shaila is, does he have, if two Kinyonim are Chal B'Vas Achas, but it's still two Kinyonim, is that called Mekadosh Chatzi Isha or not? The fact that it's all Chal B'Vas Achas, maybe it's not Chatzi Isha, because you have a Chalos B'Vas Achas, or no, maybe the Chisaron of Chatzi Isha is in the Maisa Kinyon, and because you have two Maisa Kinyon, so then Itake is Mekadosh Chatzi Isha, and she won't be Mekodeshes. That's the Sofik of Rav, according to everyone. Talk to Raivin. Rambam, how can you pass Kenvadei Mekudeshes in the first two Ibayis? The first two Ibayis are dependent on the fourth Ibayah. The fourth Ibayah, according to everyone, is what's the Chisaron of Mekadosh Chatzi Isha? In a situation where you have the person is doing two Maisa Kiddushin, but the Chal B'Vasachas, is that Mekadosh Chatzi Isha or is that not? Says the Raivit, if that's the case, if that's the suffix of the fourth Ibaya, right? That's the suffix of the fourth Ibaya. How can the Rambam say, Bethet Mole, that he's so sure in the first two Ibayas that she should be Mekudeshes? Even if the person's Kavana, when he says, let's say, Chetzech Befruta, Chetzech Befruta, even if his Kavana is what? Help me. Even if his Kavana is that the two Maisei Kiddushin should be Chal B'Vasachas, Rava in the fourth Ibaya had a suffix whether two Maisa Kiddushin that are Chal B'Vasachas is a Chisaron of Mekadosh Chatzi Isha or not. That's the problem according to the Raivi. Rava's suffix is about what's the Chisaron of Mekadosh Chatzi Isha. Is there such a Chisaron where you have two Maisa Kiddushin that are Chal B'Vasachas? If that's the suffix, then the first two Ibayas are dependent on how you poshut that suffix. Because the first two Ibayas, the suffix is what is his Kavanah. He definitely has Kavanah for two Maisa Kiddushin. But the question is his Kavanah that it should be Chal B'Vasachas or Bichal B'Zeh Achazeh? So the only way that you're going to say Mekudeshes is if it's Chal B'Vasachas. It's not that she'll be Mekudeshes because we assume that his Kavanah is that he wants to do only one Maisa Kiddushin. No, Avadi wants to do two Maisa Kiddushin. He said Chetzich Befruta v'Chetzich Befruta. Avadi wants to do two Maisa Kiddushin. The whole Shaila is, how does he want those Maisim to be Chal? Does he want it to be Chal B'Vasachas? even though he's saying the two statements, but he really means it to be one. It should be chal, not one ma'aseh kiddushin, but it should be chal together, or he means that it should be chal separately. Even if you say that he wants it to be chal together, but Rava has a fourth suffix, whether that works itself. Is that chatzi isha or not chatzi isha? That's why the Ravid says, how can the Rambam claim that the first two ibayas are vada mekudeshes? The Rambam answers, he says, the two have nothing to do with each other. Rava, I agree with you, Ravid, that Rava suffix in the fourth ibaya is whether mekadesh chatzi isha, the chisor and the chaloser and the ma'isa. He's doing two ma'isa kiddushin, but the chal b'vasachas, shnei chetzech, befruta, the chal b'vasachas, it's two ma'isa kiddushin. The shayla is that mekadesh chatzi isha, is it not? It's one chalos, but it's two ma'isa kiddushin. I agree with you completely, Ravid, that's Rava suffix. But that's not the suffix. That's unrelated to the first two ibayas. The first two ibayas, the subject is imon of a holy chonat. Maybe by chetzeh befruta, by chetzeh befruta, is it sad to say that his kavon is to do one ma'ase kiddusha? That's the subject. Maybe he wants to do one ma'ase kiddusha. That's why the kiddusha would be chal. Not because he wants two ma'aseh kiddushin to be chal b'vasachas. Maybe he means it should all be one ma'aseh kiddushin. That's not related to Rava's suffix. The suffix is it mekadesh chatzi isha or is it not mekadesh chatzi isha b'chlal? Because he doesn't have in mind to do two ma'aseh kiddushin at all. That's not related to Rava's suffix. This, whether two ma'aseh kiddushin are chal b'vasachas mekudeshes or not, that very much is dependent on Rava's suffix. Because if you say that someone who does two ma'aseh kiddushin, the bichal b'masachas, ain't a mekudeshes, then there's no way to say in the first two ibayas that she should be mekudeshes. So after Bukhana, that's why the Ravid felt that the first two ibayas are not dependent on the fourth ibaya. And the Rambam says they're completely independent. And that's why the Rambam felt free to paskin vada mekudeshes in the first two ibayas, but in the fourth ibaya he leaves it as a suffix, he leaves it as a tekel. Because he says the two have nothing to do with each other. Rava's Ibai in the fourth case is what is Mekadesh Chatzi Isha? The Chisaron and the Chalos or in the Maisa where he's doing two Maisa Kiddushin but the Chal B'Vasachas. That's the Suffolk according to everyone. Shaila is what are the first two Sfeikas of Rava? Rambam and the Ravid might argue what that Suffolk is. Is the Suffolk that maybe his Kavanah is really to do one Maisa Kiddushin or that's never a Suffolk? Everyone agrees that he wants to do two Maisa Kiddushin. The question is, does he want him to be Chal B'Vasachas or does he want him to be Chal B'Zeh? Yes, Yaakov.
Is that a normal thing for the Gemara, like right at the end to come back to apparently what should have been the foundation? Meaning the way it's structured.
Well, that is what the Gemara sounds like. The Gemara sounds like the fourth Ibai is like a fundamental yisod. Oduma ain ishamus kadeshus lachatzoin cloud. Well, what kind of a strange lashon is that? According to this, it's beautiful. The whole subject is what is mekadesh chatzi isha? If it's all chal b'vasachas, there's no problem. Or no, even if it's chal b'vasachas. Ein isha miskadeshes lachatzon klal. Das meint, two ma'aseh kiddushin, forget about it. That's what the suffix is, according to both the Rambam and the Ravid. The question is, what is the suffix in the first two?